Krishna, Krishna. I don't know all of you. I just became introduced to the mechanic who can fix everything, including his heart. You're trying. Yes. And I'm happy to be with you for the upcoming celebrations. Really happy. You know, when I come to a place like Simhachalam, I really consider myself not a teacher, not a guru, not a sannyasi, not I come as a pilgrim. Pilgrims are beggars in motion. They move forward to gain the gifts of the Lord. No? So, yes. Like when you come to Vrindavan or Holy Dham, it's good to leave your identity kit in the place where you start your journey, you know. Your identifications, I'm a German, I'm a this, I'm a that. You come as Das Anudas. No? So when you make a pilgrimage, when you're so full of yourself, with your titles and your achievements, then nothing can go inside. Look at this cup which our Munindra Gana has supplied. It is full of water. So as long as it is full, how can new things go in? It's not possible. It will just make a mess. So when you come to a temple, don't be so full of yourself. No, you have to come as an insignificant pilgrim. If you are full of yourself, of your significance, then, or significant titles and achievement, nothing new can come in. Hare Krishna. Nandi Mukhi is here. Hare Krishna. Okay, so let us sing as if it's the first time where we sing this song. Yes, sit up. Deya Radha Madhava Punyavi Adi My dear devotees, I can hear you are singing only with 10%. Let's sing a little bit more fully. Please sing now. Gopi jana vallabha Sri Varadhari Gopi jana vallabha Sri Varadhari Yasoda Rajanandana, Rajanandana, Yasodanandana, Rajanandana, Rajanandana, Namunatina Vanajahina Namunatina Vanajahina Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Once again, everyone, I am convinced that you can do about 50% better. When you chant, you have to see that not only the body chants, the voice, the mind has to chant as well. Focus, concentrate, chanting. And then you have to bring the heart. The heart of devotion. The heart of joy. The heart of prayer. The heart of seeking connection. No? Then you can chant too. Body, mind, and heart. Please, let's try one more time and all together sing now.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Lord Nrisimhadeva ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hare Krishna, Hari Hari Bol. So, just arrange myself. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate devotees, I will read with you today the from the 18th chapter, verse 58. But before coming to this verse, I would like to give you the lead up, means the verses that prepare us for this very confidential and nice instruction of Lord Krishna. In verse 54 of the 18th chapter, Krishna spoke of a soul who has realized the Supreme Brahman. Such a person knows without any doubt, I'm really not the material body. And I don't have to believe what my mind tells me. Wow. That's a great relief if you can detach yourself from the constant thought traffic which goes up here, jum, 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 like the German Autobahn. So many thoughts come where I like things or don't like things, and so on. Once you have reached such a state, you actually become free from likes and dislikes. You don't lament when something goes wrong, nor do you desire to have anything. And you know, some other gift of this realization is you become equally disposed towards living entities. In other words, you don't think any longer, this person I like, this person I don't like. You are free from, you know, the party spirit. These are people who are in my group, and so on. And it is from this state which Krishna describes, you could say, an equiposed, equal-minded state, where you can come to mat bhakti, to devotional service. Now, Krishna will now start to speak what exactly is this bhakti. First of all, he describes bhakti as a path to understand God. Please, if you know the verse, repeat with me. Bhaktya mang abhijanati.
Bhaktya mang abhijanati.
Javanjas chashmitat vata.
Javanjas chashmitat
Tato mang tatvato gyatva.
Tato mang tatvato gyatva.
Vishate tatanantaram.
Vishate tatanantaram.
So here bhakti is described as a way, you know, the path, the method. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So here he says, "You, bhakti is the way by which you understand the Lord and go back to him." Now he describes that this bhakti is possible in this world also. And he will describe to us in some detail what a person who is in this world needs to do in order to remain on the level of bhakti. Is this of interest?
Yes.
I'm thinking of Love, who is studying at the Linse University artificial intelligence. I'm thinking of Gur Mohan, who will go to, with his family to Leipzig, and they will do many activities. They will have to find an apartment close to Rewe and to get their groceries and so on. It's things they will have to engage with the world. Now, how will such a devotee in this world, how will he act? Listen. Sarva kamani yapi sadar kurvano mat vyapashraya mat prasadat avapnoti shashvatam padam avyayam. Though engaged in all kinds of activities, my pure devotee, under my protection, reaches the eternal and imperishable abode by my grace. No? So we hear he's active in this world, even going to Rewe perhaps, or going to the university. But when he is in this bhakti mood, that is, the consciousness is filled with Krishna and not with tomatoes or ChatGPT or whatever, then he goes and reaches the imperishable abode. And then Krishna gives us a surprising advice. He says, in all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. So it seems such a devotee does three things. He tries his best, but he, with his activities, but he is dependent on Krishna. If Krishna wants, there will be potatoes in Rewe. If there are, Krishna does not want, there are no potatoes in Rewe on that day. Or if Krishna wants, the lava study in artificial intelligence, he will understand things. But if Krishna doesn't want, he will have to repeat again and again and again the textbook and try to understand. So such a devotee works under Krishna's protection. He knows, my Lord, I'm trying to act under, dependent on you, but please give me also your protection. We always do this very practically. When we go in our car, we always start our journey with the Nisinga prayers. If we don't start immediately, then we will do it minimum after half an hour, you know, because we want to be protected by the Lord and so on. And the third is, be conscious of Krishna. So could we repeat this together? How do you perform bhakti in this world? First, you make yourself dependent on Krishna. I think I heard this. The second is, you are still not
praying.
Yeah, praying for what?
Protection.
Yes, you're starting to wake up from your whatever you wake up from. And the third thing in bhakti in this world, be conscious of Krishna. What could that mean? You could think of the deities, you could look at the pictures, you could speak about Krishna, be aware of him in some ways. Now Krishna will describe the result of such bhakti activities in this world. Dependence on Krishna, working under his protection and being conscious of him. He says, today's verse, please repeat after me. Machita sarvadogani,
machita sarvadogani,
matprasada tarishyasi,
matprasada tarishyasi,
atachetvam mahankaran,
atachetvam mahankaran,
nashoshyasi vinanshasi,
nashoshyasi vinanshasi.
Would someone else of you like to chant? Maybe Ramananda Gopali is such a nice loud voice always.
Machchita savadurgani,
machchita savadurgani,
matrasadattarishyasi,
matrasadattarishyasi,
atachetvam ahankaram,
atachetvam ahankaram,
nashoshyasi vinan
Kshayasi. Maybe one Vaishnavi also, that we have some bells.
Machita sarvadurgani, matrasadattarishyasi,
atachetvam ahankaram,
nashoshyasi.
Yes, so here now, my dear devotees, Krishna gives us an assurance. He has given, in the previous verses, he has led us to understanding bhakti as a way. And he has told us three elements of such a bhakti. Hare Krishna, full dependence on him, praying for his protection while we are in this world, and trying to be conscious of him. Now, he says, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. So if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life. Not on your own strengths, but Krishna will help you to overcome your various types of problems. No? He will help you in the university, he will help you to find a proper apartment for your family, and so on. But it's this simple active thing of depending on him, asking for his protection and being fully conscious. Now Krishna also tells us if we are not inclined to do this. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, thinking yourself to be very significant, no? Not hearing me, you will be lost. So if one does not work in such consciousness of being dependent on Krishna, working under his protection and be conscious of him, but acts from a different place, false ego, then Krishna says, vinangshasi. I think all of you who chanted this in Sanskrit had difficulty to pronounce it, you know, Vinangshasi, because we don't want to say you will be lost. It's such a heavy statement, and our tongue is not willing to say it very easily. No? So this is verse. Prabhupada now will explain. Are you interested to hear Prabhupada's purport?
Yes.
I will test you. I will ask you very intense questions, which will show if you have concentrated on the purport or not. So better listen. A person in full Krishna consciousness is not duly anxious about executing the duties of his existence. The foolish cannot understand this great freedom from all anxiety. For one who acts in Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna becomes the most intimate friend. He always looks after his friend's comfort, and he gives himself to his friend who is so devotedly engaged in working 24 hours a day to please the Lord. It's interesting, no? Krishna says, Krishna becomes the friend of such a devotee and looks personally after the comfort of such a devotee. He, in fact, gives himself to the devotee. Therefore, no one should be carried away by the false ego of the bodily concept of life. One should not falsely think himself independent of the laws of material nature or free to act. No? He is already under strict material laws, but as soon as he acts in Krishna consciousness, he is liberated, free from the material perplexities. One should note very carefully that one who is not active in Krishna consciousness is losing himself in the material whirlpool, in the ocean of birth and death. No conditioned soul actually knows what is to be done and what is not to be done. But a person who acts in Krishna consciousness is free to act because everything is prompted by Krishna from within and confirmed by the spiritual master. Very interesting. Here Prabhupada tells us how it is that a devotee can pass over the obstacles of conditioned life by his grace. I never really saw this last part. I was always asking, how would Prabhupada explain this? Well, we all have questions, right? We don't really know how we should act. Should we go here? Should we stay, perhaps? Should we do this? Should we refrain from doing it? Should we go on Sankirtan, or should we stay in the temple? Or should we marry, or stay in the Brahmachari ashram? There are so many questions, really. No. Should we change temples, or should we remain here? There's so many questions, and Prabhupada says, if one is honest, one does not always know what should be done and what should not be done, if one is honest. So, Grihastha may think, should we have children, should we have no children? Are so and so many children enough, or should there be more children? It is really, we don't know, you know. What happens here is, when you become conscious of Krishna, Krishna becomes your friend, and he wants to help you. You know, Prabhupada says Krishna looks after his friend's comfort, and the way he does it, he guides you from within. He tells you, do this, and you know, yes, now I know what to do. The best example is Arjuna. You all remember that at the outset, the beginning of the Battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna could see what this would become. It would become a bloodbath, this Kurukshetra war. It wouldn't be a simple skirmish, military skirmish. No, it would be a bloodbath and amongst relatives. And he was shocked. He really, but he also did not see an alternative. So it was not clear for him really what he should do. Should he leave the battlefield, or should he engage in the battle? He was not sure. But we know that Krishna prompted him from within and gave him not only the theoretical, the understanding that he should engage in Krishna's service by fighting this war for Dharma, but he also gave him, along with the understanding, the strength to do it. No? I think you all know from the descriptions how Krishna many times took care of Arjuna. I remember at this moment one particular incident. When Arjuna had heard that his grandson, Abhimanyu, was it his grandson or his son? Please help me.
His
own son had been mercilessly, through treachery, also durch einen Betrug, slaughtered, and Jayadrat had been responsible for this, you know. Arjuna gave a terrible vow. He said, either I take Jayadrat down, or I will go down and immolate myself in a self-ignited fire. Krishna said, Arjuna, how could you make such a rash vow? You know, it's not so easy to defeat, to get to Jayadrat. He knew what the Kauravas on the other side would do. They formed a needle formation. Needle formation means they posted all their powerful warriors in one straight, you could call it, vertical position, you know, facing like this Arjuna's army. Let us do it like this. And they hit Jayadrat at the end of the line. So Arjuna had to go through all the Maharathis, defeat them, before he could get to Jayadrat. And all this had to happen before the sun set in the evening. The Kauravas, who knew it was very difficult to slay Arjuna, and who knew as long as Arjuna stood, the Pandavas would have a strong chance to be victorious, they did everything in their power to now protect Jayadrat so that Arjuna would not reach him before sundown. And then Arjuna would destroy himself. No Kaurava would be necessary to do it. It was their chance. And they were all, wow, good that Arjuna made this voreiliges, wow, this unthought of emotional rash vow. So we all know from the history of Bharat that Arjuna actually did not reach Jayadrat in time. The sun was setting. And Arjuna put his bow down and was ready to ignite the fire in which he would immolate him. Finish. End of my Mahabharata. Bharata. Total different development. I don't know if you knew this crisis which happened. So Arjuna, Krishna went, I made it like this. And by his strings, he lifted the sun, which had already set, and brought it back over the horizon. All of a sudden, the sun was there. The Kauravas were celebrating Arjuna. We are free from this Arjuna now. He will kill himself. Krishna only said one word. Now. And Arjuna, he must have been totally, you know, first he was ready to kill himself, now, okay, now. He took the arrow and the arrow took the beautifully ornamented head of Jayadrat from his shoulders. Arjuna crossed the obstacles of life on the battlefield by his strengths? No. By Krishna's strengths. And this is the principle. If you become conscious of Krishna, Krishna might give you an apartment just next to Rewe in Leipzig. Krishna might give you the ability to understand and speak German very quickly so that you can pass the various tests in your study thing, no? Oh, this is practical spiritual life. I will give you another example from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I found it today. There was one great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who later became known as Raghunath Goswami. Raghunath was receiving direct instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me just say this absolutely correct for you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to the village or town of Shantipur in the year 1513 after he had given up his attempt to go to Vrindavan. He returned midway and went to Shantipur, and there Raghunath Das Goswami saw him and asked him, I want to give up my material life and join you in Jagannath Puri. So Mahaprabhu gave him the following instruction. He's with his nectar filled words. You must know it was very difficult for Raghunath to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri because he was under high security observance. His father had many hired guards who took care that he could not go away and leave his home. And Mahaprabhu said, what kind of means you will have to use at the time when you will leave Maya, what exactly you have to do will be revealed by Krishna. If one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check him. Raghunath had tried many times to run away, and Mahaprabhu said, no, you can't do this on your own. There's too many guards, too many obstacles on your way. But do something else. Become, increase your Krishna consciousness, and then Krishna, by his mercy, will reveal to you exactly what you have to do. Does this remind you of one word from the purport of the text? I think it does. Krishna will prompt his devotee. Prompt from within. How do we translate this word into German? He prompts his devotee. Inspirieren, inspires his devotee. Prompts. Veranlasst. Do you have a translation in your computer? Translation system. Prompts, he gives him a prompt, you know. Do. Yeah. It's a. Prompt. Wie heißt es bei dir? Ja, das ist eine Ab. Das, wenn es ein Verb ist, he prompts. Nicht? He prompts. It's he.
Eingabeaufforderung.
Ja, he auffordern. He gives him an instruction, really. He prompts him from within means he gives him an instruction in him, in his heart, and then the devotee knows, okay, I will do this. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says here to Raghunath, he will tell you what to do, you know. And if one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check him. Prabhupada comments on this word. Although Srila Raghunath Das was very anxious to join Sri Chaitanya, the Lord advised him to wait for the mercy of Lord Krishna. He recommended that Raghunath Das keep his Krishna consciousness firmly fixed in his heart while externally behaving like an ordinary man. No? A Krishna conscious person, one can live in society like an ordinary human being, but at the same time one's own business should be to satisfy Krishna and spread his glories. A Krishna conscious person should not be absorbed in material things, for his only business is the devotional service of the Lord. If one is engaged in this way, Krishna will certainly bestow his mercy. No. So this is the transcendental way of acting. Krishna in the heart is satisfied by the devotee's attempt to engage in bhakti, and Krishna will instruct the devotee when it's time how to move forward. What do you think? Wonderful point, no? This is not acting on your own any longer. Acting dependent on Krishna. My dear devotees, before I end this short class, I want to make another point. What do you think about the situation in the world?
Worrying.
Ramananda.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah.
A lot of wars.
What?
A lot of wars.
A lot of wars. And it's very unstable. Economy-wise, everything. When Prabhupada was in 1975 in Caracas, Venezuela, he answered a few questions on the morning walk. And one question was, Prabhupada, what will happen with the world? At that time, even 75, devotees were worried. I remember there was a lot of talk about a world war and so on. No? Listen, please, on Srila Prabhupada's amazing answer to the question, what will happen in this world? Are you ready?
Yes.
Prabhupada said, instead of contemplating what will happen to this material world? You have to remember that you have a short duration of life, say 50, 60 years. So during this time, you chant Hare Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Don't consider what will happen to this world. Nature will take care of it. You don't puzzle your brain with these thoughts. You utilize whatever time you have got in your possession and go back home, back to Godhead. You can't check what is going on in the world. The best thing is that you mold your life and go back to home, back to Godhead. Because people will go on in their rascal civilization, there will be natural consequences. But you better take advantage of whatever time you have got and become fully Krishna conscious and go back to home. Interesting, no? He used to say to us, don't study these magazines, otherwise you will think the material world is real. He was a transcendentalist, Vaikuntha man. Very sympathetic, isn't it? Here I thought, we have a short time here. Let's not use it to become too entangled in worries and thoughts of the material world. And I think this really fits with the message of this verse and the verses before, to make ourselves dependent on Krishna, to ask for his protection, and see whatever we can do to think of him. I have an idea, a revolutionary idea. Why don't we do something which we don't do every evening today? Wow! Before we go to bed, we read a prayer to Krishna. Munindra, you seem to like this idea, no? Yeah, so be Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna, welcome, welcome. Pilgrims have come. Good. Be conscious of Krishna. In other words, my dear devotees, I will end, I will rest my thoughts here. I want to see, do you have any questions regarding these or other points? Munindra. Munindra Vrinda Vandite. Ja? So ausführlich der Name?
Nur Munindra Gan.
Nicht Munindra Vrinda Vandite Tiloka. Nein, das nicht. Munindra Gana. Ja. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful class. My question is to your last point. You told us that we should speak a prayer to Krishna. Which kind of prayer, which prayer would you recommend? You have some from Samacharya or what you like?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote down many nice prayers in his prayer collection Sharanagati. If you type that into your mobile telephone, they will show up, most probably, the beautiful prayers of surrender, where the devotee makes himself dependent on Krishna, like we have heard here. Hare Krishna! Oh, die Farbe hat sich verändert! Die Farbe vom Dhoti hat sich verändert, oder?
Schon länger?
Ja. Gut. So, ja. So, there are beautiful prayers. Sina Singadeva Ki Jaya. I want to, before I go to the next devotee, I want to read you one, Munindra. that you hear the sound. I have here a summary of these, not all the players, but I have a good amount of zum Beispiel dieses hier. Amara bolite prabhu ala kichu nai. O Lord, apart from you there's nothing else that I can really call my own. You alone, my Lord, are my father, my friend, and my brother. My friends, wives, sons, and daughters are all your servants and maidservants. My endeavors for them are based on that relationship only. I know neither good nor bad. I only serve. I'm but a watchman guarding the interest of your household. I engage my senses, my hearing, my sight, my smell, and taste in accordance with your desire. I no longer do anything for the sake of my own pleasure. Bhaktivinod says, your happiness is the essence of my life. And you go like this, and you think, your happiness, oh, Krishna, is the essence of my life. And you take this as your last thought before sleep comes to your eyes and to your body, and then you enter in a very Krishna conscious mood your resting period. Somehow, yes. We have to create situations where we bring Krishna into our lives, pray to him, etc. Ramananda Gopal, you had your head.
Yeah, I also was reflecting on your last point, what you said, what Prabhupada said, and I think it's kind of a summary also what your class was all about. I mean, you said about the situation of the world, and I said wonderful, I don't mean that I really think it's wonderful, but I think it's as Krishna wants it to be, because it's a teaching, it's a lesson, we have to learn something. And but you know, and especially that what Prabhupada said, you know, don't consider state of the world, because otherwise you think it will be real. But some devotees may argue that we have to be somehow or other informed about whatever, you know, for using for preaching and for this and that, and you know, that people don't think that we are kind of behind the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we not like people look at us like the Amish, you know, like they have no idea what's going on. So how to balance it, or how to, what's your thought about considering this point that we have to be informed?
Yes, thank you. There may be paths in your times in your services where you feel you have to be informed. If you are a preacher, for instance, preaching to many new people, then it is a fact that it is good to have some knowledge. Or like the day before yesterday, Tuesday, I was asked to pray for the victims of war and hunger at particular places in the world. And I knew that there was conflict and problems, but I didn't know in which extent. So I asked the devotees to show me a video of what's exactly going on. A short video, and I could find out that when I was asked to pray for these victims, this video helped me very much to really focus my attention on the situation which is there, which they are suffering from, and to come from a place of informed prayer. No, so as long as the devotee is engaging, doing something for service, he is protected. I want to give you an example. The internet, I think you know, you must be a user also for WhatsApp messages and so on. You know that in the internet you can find possibly very, very harmful content for your service. For instance, I don't know, something could turn up that confuses you, that distracts you. There is now this great problem amongst young people. They don't know how to manage the internet any longer. They become victims to seeing all types of content which is actually dangerous for their mental health. So when you go into internet, you know, if you have a particular service to do, let us say you need to find out the best lamps for Lord Nrisimhadev, you know, then you're protected and you will not go to the sites which are perhaps harmful to your devotional life. You will hold on to the line of service, and that will safely guard you through whatever is there and which is not so safe. Think of the world like the internet, you know, it's a huge, there are many things where you could go wrong and astray, but if you have a service, that service will teach you or will show you what to take and what to leave. So it's a little bit like that. Whatever is your service, then you might need to know. But I see many devotees in the name of service. They Google already since 2 hours on the internet. What are you doing, Prabhuji? Service. You have to be very honest. Krishna cannot be cheated easily. He knows what is service and what is not. How much of the world a devotee should take is ruled by this system, yukta vairagya. He takes the things he can engage in the devotional service of the Lord. That's his guiding line. Hare Krishna. Does this answer your question to some degree of satisfaction? Yeah, good. Good. Gopi Gita, bitte.
Mm-hmm. Rishi spoke about that if we're conscious of Krishna, that we can be guided within.
Yeah.
How do we know if we're being guided by Krishna and not by our false ego?
The voice, the guiding voice of Krishna has a different sound than the sound of the ego. You can ask a question when you hear any type of, let us say, inspiration. Is this really how Krishna would inspire? Or or is this something else? And you know if it's Krishna by comparing what you hear with all his other different teachings which you have read, like the Gita and so on. So his instructions are usually very, very consistent to his teachings. When something comes which is just so like Gopi Gita, you need a new tapestry on your wall, rob the bank of Waldkirchen. That doesn't sound like Krishna, you know. as a very simple, I mean, this is off. But there are borderline cases. It's not always that clear. And my recommendation to you is, when you are in doubt, don't act upon that. And when it's really Krishna who wants to prompt you, he will come again and tell you again what he wishes you to do. And at one state, you really know that is Krishna's desire. It is so clear to you. Remember, I think when you first got the instruction or first felt the inspiration to go and join Simhachalam, you were not, I don't know, maybe were you immediately sure that this is a direction from the Lord? I think one usually waits a little, or?
I was sure, but you were not so sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very tough. It was tough.
Yeah, yeah.
There were times where it was really bad, and it was a question, should I stay or not?
Yeah.
But then somehow the path cleared.
I believe it is always like this, that when we are not so sure, or when those whom we trust are not so sure, then we just wait a little, but then, as you said, the path will clear, and then you know, oh yes, 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 this is Krishna. And then also those whom we trust will know it is Krishna. It's usually, my experience is, of course, I'm a careful, perhaps a little bit more careful than sometimes Matajis are very, they're directly connected with their emotions and they do what their emotions tell them. But I'm not that way. So I wait, but when it comes again and again, then I also act upon it. Because if it's from Krishna, he will come again. He understands that we need a few promptings. And after some time, Gopi Gita, of following this, you will know more quicker when it's Krishna. I always say, be a little careful in the beginning. It could be also other voices talking to you. But after some time of trying to follow Krishna's instructions, you know immediately. And when you are very pure, you can say like Prabhupada said, Krishna directly tells me, you know, what should be done. He didn't have any qualms, any questions about it, but for us, I think it will take some time before we can come to that very direct, immediate communication. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ramananda Gopal?
Just one more thought about this. Once the devotee told me, or I hear the devotee explaining, the voice you hear first is the voice of the super soul. The second voice is usually the mind. I'm not so convinced about it. What do you think of that?
I would have to be very fair. I would have to hear from the devotee exactly what he meant, because there could be many meanings to what he said. But if I would be asked to give an answer to this question, I would say, see if the voice you hear is consistent with what you have read from Krishna, how Krishna is, how he thinks, and then be careful, don't act immediately, until it becomes clear, until Krishna makes it clear. That's the careful way. But this other what the devotee said, I feel he made a good point, but I don't know exactly what he was thinking. My dear devotees, what do you think of stopping now?
No,
I think it's a very good time. We can just finish singing something as the arti comes to a stop, no? You can all turn to the deity, please. My name is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
everybody please.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.